Ah, Agent Violet. Just who I was hoping to see. Rumor has it you've received an invitation to the Royal Gala at the week's end. I suppose that's why you decided to pay me a visit. Well, as much as I would love to accompany you, I unfortunately must decline. Fieldwork is your area of expertise, not mine. Though, as always, I shall be with you in spirit. Now, I'm sure you'd like to take the old Fosbury, but security at an event such as this is certain to be exceptionally tight. While I have utmost faith in your abilities, I believe you'll require something a bit less conspicuous if you want to keep it on your persons as you enter. One standard cigarette case, already filled. Tin frame with leather surface. The case itself is mundane, as are most of the cigarettes therein, should you need to present a certain image. However, the last three cigarettes on the right side each conceal a small blow dart loaded with a highly potent sedative. One should be able to subdue any human target in a matter of seconds, regardless of where it strikes the body. I would recommend that you not try to light any of those three. Nor would I count on the case to miraculously stop a bullet. Your new pocket watch? Gold construction with silver filigree. Fully functional as a timepiece, but should you find yourself in need of sudden distraction, simply break the crystal against a hard surface, such as a floor, a wall, or perhaps an adversary's face. Once punctured, the watch will rapidly release a cloud of smoke, dense enough to obscure your form. Don't look so excited. Indeed, this device is intended to be damaged, and you needn't worry about returning it in pristine order. However, I can only hope you do your best to avoid any situation that would warrant its use to begin with. On the subject of bad habits, a drinking flask, with leather siding to match your cigarette case, you may fill the top half with whatever debaucherous liquid you desire, but remove the bottom plate, and the lower half of the flask contains a roll of contact film. Simply press down and slide across any important papers you find, and the film will capture the contents of said document. This isn't magic, so you may need to move slowly and carefully, but it will enable you to make a copy of anything that might upset your hosts if it were to go missing. I can sense you're getting impatient, so let's move on to your outfit for the evening. Syracusan silk, tailored to your latest measurements. All the usual refinements. Regrettably, I can't make you fully bulletproof without something much bulkier, but this I am particularly proud of. Titanium monofilament, woven into the fabric. The latest in covert body armor, the mesh will arrest any bladed weapons and prevent any significant penetration by stabbing attacks. All while remaining light enough to avoid impeding your movement or drawing unwanted attention. I'm sure you understand the importance of avoiding detection, but if you must handle things the, quote, the old-fashioned way, we always include the classic shoe blade that should give your kicks a bit more, well, you know. Yes, I suppose a combination of the cigarette case and the monofilament could theoretically stop a small caliber round fired at a distance. If you're determined to put that to the test, you are free to do so, but I make no guarantees. All right. You've had your fun. May we continue? Perhaps I should have shown you this along with the case, but better late than never. Similar to the flask, the upper half is a standard, fully functional cigarette lighter. The bottom houses a miniaturized phonograph in a wax cylinder. Wind the device simply by turning the flint in reverse. The equipment is sensitive enough to detect any nearby conversation, but be aware that the cylinder is only large enough for roughly 30 seconds of recording, so make it count. And of course, I've prepared a selection of our typical accessories. A fountain pen concealing a set of lockpicks. Variable magnification spectacles should you need to observe any fine details from a distance. Those sorts of things. And last, but certainly not least, the piece de resistance. A signet ring designed to fit your cover story as well as your ring finger. This may be the most important piece of equipment you will take on any assignment, due not only to the cost of its development, but also the fact that it'll be your one connection to the outside. The body of the ring houses a miniature wireless telegraph, one of the first of its kind. In order to prevent discovery or any erroneous entries, first rotate the signet a half turn clockwise to unlock the switch. Then, simply press it in to transmit a message in Morse code. Its range is regrettably short as a result of its small size, but you should be able to reach our temporary listening post as long as you're within the main hall. If you are indeed captured or killed, I can only hope the culprit will have the decency to return the ring to us as proof, with or without your finger. I'm pleased to hear you're satisfied. It's always good to feel appreciated for the work you do. If there's nothing else, the remainder of your equipment will be delivered to your estate after a few final tests. If you detonate your pocket watch before the mission for fun, I suppose I shall have to replace it, but I will be very cross with you. Or perhaps you think explaining why you carry a broken, fuming watch would make for an interesting conversation starter. No? I'm just your quartermaster, not your handler. I'm well aware that the use of these devices is at your discretion. Well, now, I didn't think you'd actually need to hear me say it. I do, in fact, have the utmost faith in your abilities. I doubt we'd be having this conversation otherwise. Wonderful. I'll spare you the lecture about returning these items intact. Unless you have any last-minute requests, that'll be all. Good day, Agent Violet, and do enjoy your party.